This Christmas, we've been reminded of this beautiful news of Jesus coming amongst us, a child being born, an external child, if you like, that we can look at. But we know that the gospel goes further than that. That's not the end of the good news, but we have a God who came amongst us and took all of our sins upon his shoulders and died on a cross for us so that we might be forgiven and have eternal life in him. And then he was buried, and what did he do? That's not where the gospel finished, was it? He rose again to new life, and now he is ascended, and he's at the right hand of the Father. And for those who have faith in him, who repent and turn away from their sins, he will pour out his Holy Spirit to come and live in us. So what is born in us is everything that God came to give. So what we have, what we're in possession of now, that's what we're to give. And God, yeah, he does ask for money and things like that, but ultimately, what God wants us to learn to give is the things of which he's put inside of us. We've been given the gift of the beautiful gospel of Jesus Christ. And this new year, before you get a Davina McColl workout plan or anything like that, what about this resolution? What are you going to do with that gift? That forgiveness that he's poured into you. Who are we going to go and forgive? That hope that he's put into us. Who are we going to give hope to? It's not just about receiving. That's a wonderful news. But the ultimate news that God brings such joy to God's heart is when a disciple of Jesus Christ decides, I'm going to give it away. I'm going to share everything in which he's poured into my life. He's forgiven me. I'm going to forgive. And this reading today, I love what it says. Hang on, let me go to the scripture. Give and it will be given to you. We cannot outgive God. Can't outgive him. Oh, I've given away a bit of forgiveness today. I think the kingdom might run out. We can't outgive him. We can't outrun him. He's there right beside us, giving and giving and giving. We will never run out. For it will be given to you a good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. It will be poured into your lap. Now this would have been like, not like the Walker's crisp bags these days. You think it's full, don't you? And then you open it up and it's just full of air. And you realize, I'm sure there's only like 5 crisps in those bags these days. Now this is a good measure. This would have been like someone would have come with their bag and they would have filled it with grain, and they wouldn't have just filled it up and then filled it with air and said, that's your measure. They would have pressed it down, got every inch of air out of that bag and poured more grain in, press it down, more grain in. So there's no spaces left untouched from that grain. And you'd go home on your donkey probably or whatever. You'd go home and it'd be so full up, it would shake and it would spill over. That's how much God has filled us with himself when we turn and believe in him. He presses it in, no space untouched in our lives from the things of God, pressed down, shaken together until we spill over and we share with one another. We will never run empty when we are giving to God. Isaiah 58 says, if you spend yourself in behalf of the hungry and satisfies the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness. How are we spending our lives? Because it matters. In Matthew 28, it talks about it as well, about how we spend ourselves. It's everything we're giving back to Jesus himself. So I want to encourage us this 2019 coming is that beautiful gospel that is alive in us today. Let us be people that give it away. That everybody we come in touch with, let's just forgive them. That let's just forgive them and be forgiven by our Father in heaven, who is the giver of every good and perfect gift. Let us be joyful, because he gives us joy. Let us come alongside the brokenhearted, because he came alongside our broken heart. So let us be people that give it away, because that's where we just see the beauty of God. Pour it in and pour it in and pour it in. I don't think God would ever punish us for when we give away the good things of his kingdom. I don't think he would say, oh, Lydia, you overspent. When we're given to the hungry, when we're satisfying the needs of the oppressed, he will always keep giving, giving and giving and giving. So I want to encourage you this 2019, not just to write a plan of how you're, I've already done it and scrapped it, how I'm going to drink 4 litres of water a day, because I know I'll sit on the toilet for most of the week and then forget about that. But let's write a resolution plan of everything we've been given, of everything we've learned over this Christmas, that we've gone, isn't it nice that God came amongst us? Let us set our face to Jesus and to be heralds of the gospel and to share it with everybody in which we come in contact with. Amen. Should we do that? Yes. Let me pray. Father God, we thank you that you have poured yourself into us. We thank you that your kingdom never runs out. It never runs dry and it's never empty. So Father God, I pray that you come and fill the hearts that are hungry for you today. Father, where we feel drained and tired, we pray that you refill us. May we give from you, Jesus, not from ourselves, but from you. So I pray that you will press down, shake it together, till we're overflowing with you, Jesus. And just like those trees, we want to say we are wholly yours today, Jesus. Whatever it looks like, we want to do your will and we want to do your plan. So may we pick up our crosses and follow you. Now and always, we pray, Jesus, whatever it looks like, we are yours. And thank you that you are ours. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Rich is going to come and pray and lead us.